inspired word. At this stage of the service, I'm going to ask another student, Sister Sharon Yvonne Harberden, to come and to relate to us her testimony of God's saving grace. Sharon is a second-year missionary student, and she's from Alberta in Canada, and she's going to come and tell us now of what the Lord has done for her in her life.
As you heard, my name is Sharon Van Harberden, and I'm from Canada. I was raised in quite a religious household, where the Word of God or a chapter from a children's Bible story was read to us every day. But as all others, I was born dead in trespasses and in sins. And as a child, I was quite thoughtless about spiritual and eternal realities. It wasn't until my teens that the Lord awakened me to consider my latter end. I regret to say that the spiritual instruction that I received tended to obscure the simplicity of the gospel, and I had many confused notions about the way of salvation. Instead of pointing seekers such as I was directly to Christ, my church tended instead to point us to a diligent use of the means of grace. And so I set about trying to earn God's favor, to merit salvation, as it were, even though I had been taught that it's by grace. I tried to work up the amount of sorrow for sin that I thought was necessary with which to approach Christ. And I continued in that way for many, many years. But gradually, the Lord opened my eyes to see that I could not improve myself, and I could not make myself worthy of his grace, but also that I didn't need to. He gradually also opened up my eyes to see all that I needed was in Christ. In him was a covering righteousness to cover my sin and self-righteousness. I don't know exactly at what point I was saved. I believe I had for some time a correct intellectual understanding of the doctrines of grace. But at last, the Lord was pleased to show me that my faith was in Christ and that as such, I was eternally secure. And it was through the reading of a short meditation on the words of Psalm 39, verse 7, where it reads, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." And it was through the reading of that meditation that I came to see that, yes, my hope for salvation was only in Christ, and that as such, I was eternally secure. I could say with the hymn writer, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness," or with another, "Jehovah Tsidkenu, my treasure and boast. Jehovah Tsidkenu, I never can be lost." In 2018, in the Lord's mysterious providence, I was led to the Free Presbyterian Church of Calgary, Alberta. And you will know the history of the travelers on the way to Emmaus. When Jesus traveled with them, they afterwards said, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he traveled with us by the way and opened up to us the word?" And I can honestly say I've never known so much of that burning of heart as under Free Presbyterian preaching. I don't say that to make you proud of where you sit, but that you would realize, "Unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much also be required." That same year, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and the Lord used that diagnosis to bring home to me the urgency of reaching others with the message of salvation now. "For the night cometh when no man can work." And I was already troubled about those around me in my own church community. I come from a very large church community where many thousands never make a personal profession of saving faith, despite devoutly sitting in church twice every Sunday, all their life long. And that troubled me a great deal. But at the same time, I sensed the Lord was working in me a growing interest in foreign missions. A few years later, I was invited to join the board of a private charity in the Lord's providence, a charity which supports evangelistic and humanitarian organizations around the world. And in connection with that, I traveled to Africa shortly after that. While I was there, I believe the Lord spoke to me very clearly from the words of Psalm 45, verse 10 and 11, where it reads, "Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him." So with those words, I believe the Lord made it very clear that I was called to foreign service. The Lord then led me quite directly to the Whitfield College, and so here I am. This is not where I ever expected to be. It was not part of my plan. It was not my idea. But I believe it is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in my eyes. As for God, his way is perfect. His way of salvation is perfect. Through grace only, by faith, in the finished work of Christ. And his way in providence is perfect. Truly, as for God, his way is perfect. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I would like to thank Sharon for those words of testimony. And do pray for Sharon. This is her final year in college. She's one of two missionary students. So pray that the Lord would lead her and direct her to a place of service. And do pray for the college in general. I'm sure the man this morning told you quite a bit about college. There are 10 full-time students and 8 ministerial or theological students and 2 missionary students. And then there are 3, I suppose you could call them part-time students who come in on a Thursday for the missionary course.